USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has now passed 12 million total coronavirus cases since the beginning of the pandemic, after setting a new daily high Friday with more than 195,000 new cases confirmed. Dr. Amish Adalja is a senior scholar at the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, and he tells CBS News that the reason the U.S. is having such a hard time clamping down on the pandemic is a lack of infrastructure surrounding testing.
We have to be able to test ourselves almost on a daily basis, maybe even at home. We brush our teeth, test ourselves, and know what we can do that day. We can't do in November in the United States what Taiwan, South Korea could do in March. So this really is the reason why we're seeing these surges, and then you have pandemic fatigue on top of that. So it's really a conglomeration of activities, but it's still, we can't do the basics in public health in this country.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat, you can wash them and dry them, they maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy, because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Police in Wisconsin say they're still searching for a suspect in a shooting Friday at a suburban Milwaukee mall. Wauwatosa police say they are looking for a white male in his 20s or 30s in the shooting that injured 8 people. After interviewing witnesses, police say they believe the shooting was a result of a confrontation. The largest city in Canada will go into a lockdown as coronavirus cases in the city are on the rise. Starting Monday, the city of Toronto will go into a 28-day lockdown where outdoor crowds will be limited to 10 people, indoor gatherings of people from different households will be banned, and businesses will be banned from holding indoor gatherings. Restaurants will also move to takeout only, and grocery stores will be reduced to 50% capacity. Schools, however, will remain open throughout the lockdown. The city recorded several hundred new cases this past week and set new record highs of COVID cases. Ontario Premier Doug Ford says he's ordering the lockdown in Toronto to contain the spread of the virus, so a province-wide lockdown doesn't become necessary. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
New regulations have been introduced by the Trump administration to lower prices for prescription drugs. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the details.
Among the new regulations is the elimination of the middleman called pharmacy benefit managers, who some claim reduce the price of prescriptions, while others say these people are making a fortune. Dr. Merrill Matthews is the resident scholar at the Dallas Area Institute for Policy Innovation.
There are middlemen there who negotiate with the pharmaceutical companies, negotiate big discounts, pass some of those discounts on to consumers and patients, but they keep a lot of that money, and he's trying to get that middleman out of there and pass those savings on to individuals.
When Mr. Trump took office, he said he was going to lower out-of-pocket expenses for Americans. I'm John Clemens.
And do you have questions on preparing your turkey to top your Thanksgiving table? From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, Tim Berg tells us the Font of Turkey Knowledge is open for business.
Just ahead of Thanksgiving, the Butterball Turkey line is ready to help. The line has been around since the 1980s, and the most common question they get is how long it takes to defrost a turkey, which the professionals say is 24 hours for every 5 pounds, and to thaw it in the fridge. Anyone planning to cook a turkey who has questions can call the hotline at 1-800-288-8372. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.